Welcome to 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. This is Episode 5. I'm William O'Flaherty from the All About Jack podcast. I'm sharing some reflections from the Screwtape letters. Last time I mentioned what Screwtape calls in his letters the philological arm of hell. This imagined apartment aims at making us humans not understand or misuse words in a way that promotes the agenda the devils have. Originally, it was mentioned in the 15th and 26th letters. The words discussed were complacency and unselfishness. Additionally, in letters 9 and 10, adolescent and puritanical are referenced without a mention of that special branch. Learn more about all this in my fourth 200 Seconds in Hell episode that you can find at EssentialCSLewis.com. What I didn't tell you about last time was a word Lewis used in an essay called Screwtape Proposes a Toast. This piece from 1959 also pointed out the philological experts and their handiwork. About halfway through his address, Screwtape initially makes a passing reference to democracy when commenting on Rousseau, the 18th century philosopher, and how his perfect democracy is where a person accepts whatever the government tells him to do because he really wanted it that way anyway. But wait, it gets worse, or better from hell's perspective. Democracy is practically a magic word for the devils if it's not given a clear and definable meaning. While Screwtape admits democracy is properly the name of a political system, a system of voting, he wants to keep these notions out of your mind. This can eventually lead to the false notion that all people should be equally treated is the same as all people are equal. The results of this transformation will lead to a resentment of every kind of superiority in others and a belief that every mere difference is a claim to superiority. The devils know they are succeeding when they hear a person say something like, "Others have no business to be different. It's undemocratic." And that mindset works its way into the educational system. This last point, relating to schooling, is more than I have time to unpack, so be sure to read Lewis's masterful piece, Screwtape Proposes a Toast. It's included in many editions of the Screwtape letters. And there you have it, 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. I'm William O'Flaherty, the author of C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape letters. My book is one of the few that includes an examination of the essay, Screwtape Proposes a Toast. Learn more about it and download a free 20-page PDF sample at ScrewtapeCompanion.com. That's ScrewtapeCompanion.com.